Good morning. Today's shiur is Maseches Gittin Daf Dalet. We're going to start on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, from the Elul Rav Meir. So the Gemara is trying to figure out who our Mishnah is going like, whether our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Meir or the Shita of Rav Eliezer. The machlokus between Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, whether Ede Mesira Karsei, which is the, or Ede Chasima Karsei. So we're going to say that maybe the Mishnah is now going like Rabbi Meir, right? That the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. And the Rav Meir who says that it has to have ksiva, Ede ksiva. I'm getting confused. Rav Meir says Ede ksiva karsi. Ede chasima karsi. Okay, so now we go according to Rav Meir. So Gemara says, Ve'elo Rav Meir him. Let's say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. The chilo boy Rav Meir ksiva l'shma. The fact that Rav Meir doesn't need ksiva l'shma, he only needs chasim l'shma because he holds the chasim karse, right? So maybe he says. So he says. We can't say like Rav Meir because our Mishnah said you need ksiva l'shma. So let's say that Rav Meir only says that you don't need ksiva l'shma midaraisa, but midarabanan. But then the rabbanan you would require ksiva l'shma. He'll be admit that the rabbanan need ksiva l'shma, and therefore our Mishnah says b'fanei nechtam would go according to Rav Meir. According to a sheet, it'd be a din derabanan. Say, no, that can't be. But Rav Nachman said, Omer Hayir Rav Meir. Rav Meir used to say, according to his sheet, that you only, according to his sheet, Shafilu Matsoba Ashba. Even if the husband finds a get in the garbage, so it definitely was not written Lishma for his wife. It must say the names or everything like that, but it wasn't written for his wife. If a chasama, when he takes it out of the garbage and he gives it to witnesses and they sign it lishma v'nasnula unasanalo, and he gives it to the wife in this instance, then the get is kosher. So you see from here, it's before us in the name of the mayor that you're not mechayev ksivas a get lishma, you only need chasima lishma, and the get is found in the garbage. It's definitely not written in the shame as isha, and yet Rav Meir says that it's kosher if it was chasima lishma. So definitely Rav Meir is not the town of our Mishnah. So Gemara says, all right, wait a second. Maybe you're going to say, well, maybe that sheet of Rav Meir over there in that fine garbage only did the Raisa. But me the Rabbanan, he would agree that you shouldn't use that get to give to his wife. So Gemara says, Ihaki, if that was the case, that he was only talking about on the Raisa level, but he wasn't talking about the Rabbanan level, then it should have said, Omer Hayir Rav Meir Dvar Tomri Boile. It should have just said that Rav Meir says it's kosher and the son of kosher. It should say Rav Meir said that Mida Raisa this is kosher. It should have been clear to say that this is only a din de Raisa, but Mida Rabbanon you shouldn't use that. So you see that even on the Rabbanon level, Rav Meir holds that you don't need ksiva lishma. So the Tosfos from Divrei Masechta Chasam asks that according to Rav Meir, we just said that even the chachila, it's mutter to use a get that's not written l'shma, right? You're allowed to use a get that's not written l'shma, so long as it was signed, as long as it was signed l'shma. So Tosfos asks, why isn't this the din according to Rav Meir by Opsule a get? But we saw previously that Rav Meir should say it's mutter to use get in even the chachila, but it said before that Rav Meir says that by mechubar you shouldn't use a get that's mechubar. If it's attached to the karka, you should take it off first. But what's the difference according to Rav Meir? If all you need is chasim l'shma, and ksiva l'shma works even l'chatchila, why should the one din have a l'chatchila be okay and one din be the ever? You shouldn't give. So Tosfos answers the question. I thought it was a good question. I tried to find the answer. Anyway, we say here that we can't have Rav Meir cannot be the Tana of our Mishnah, because he says clear that you don't need ksiva l'shma, and not even the Rabbanan you don't need ksiva l'shma. So the Gemara says, okay, El Eli Olam, we're going to go back and say that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Elazar. El Olam Rav Elazar, but Rav Elazar doesn't hold Ni Chasim L'Shma. He only needs Ksiv L'Shma, because he says, Evi Mesira Karsei. So, Chilo Boy Rabbi Elazar Chasima. The fact, when does Rabbi Elazar not need Chasim L'Shma? That's Hechad Elek Eidim Klal. That's if there are no witnesses. You're right, Eino Chanam, I don't need witnesses on the get. If I don't have any witnesses on the get, that's fine. But Hechad the Ika Eidim, let's say I decided to put Eidim on the get. And in that case, if you are putting witnesses on the get, then those witnesses have to be done l'shma. It has to be done appropriately. Dama Rabbi Abba, because based on the sheet of Rabbi Abba, who says, Moda Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyoch mitocho shehu pasul. Rabbi Lazar agrees that if pasul, karav, a pasul edim, would sign this get, even though they're not needed, so it's a kolomosif goreya. But if you add them and you put them on, and they're pasul, that's mezuyoch mitocho. Essentially, the shahr itself is screaming that it's pasul because it has a psul in it. So in that case, Rav Meir would agree, Rav Elazar would agree that the chasima has to be done appropriately. So to here, if we have edim on the star, Rav Elazar is going to say it has to be that those edim are put in appropriately, and therefore it has to be lishma. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim, the Rashba, they asks, what does lishma have to do with the mezuyah v'tocho? Mezuyah v'tocho is a din by edim psulim. They executed the get, but then when edim psulim execute the get, because there's a chashash that people might use these edim in a different context. I have edim that are masachik l'kubia. These guys are hardcore gamblers, and they sign the get, and therefore we're afraid, really, the get's fine, because all you need is edik siva. But we're afraid that you're going to use these edim in a different context, be motzi mamon with them, or in another instance, have to do a shtar get, a kedushin with them. And therefore, we don't want, in order to make sure that they're not used somewhere else, so then we don't use them in this context. But here, what are we talking about by lishma? The edim themselves are kosher. There's a side psul that it wasn't signed lishma. So why do you have to pass to get a coin from a lezer? Just make them that they're not here. There's no chash. Just put them aside. There's no takala here. So in the words of the Rashba, he says, my psulika. What psul is there? Kevin de edi chasima lo karse. They don't do anything, and there's no chash. So what's the lumbus behind Rav Elazar, who says in this case, if I understand if they're edi psulim or edi krovim, but I don't understand in this case if it's not written lishma. So Tosa says, even though that there's no kakala to use the edim, there's a gzeira according to Rav Elazar, that if we permit chasima shalol lishma, then people may make a mistake and they'll permit chasima shalol lishma. So it's a gzeira, a kulachad gzeira. It's you don't come into the gzeira issues. The Rashba answers that, you're right, chasima shalol lishma, that he says no, chasima shalol lishma does create mezuyah mitocho. What does he say? He says, according to Rabbi Lazar, even though you don't need the Eide Chasima, and Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira, or a Karse, but once Eidim signed the get, these Eidim, if in the future these Eidim may be used somehow to be Mekayim the get. Let's say 25 years from now, there's a Chashash about the get, and the Eidim Mesira aren't found. So what are you going to use to make sure that the get is kosher? You're going to be Mekayim the get with these Eide Chasima. So once these Eide Chasima signed, once these Eidim have the potential to be Machshir the get, then it's considered part of the krisis aget. Because they have the potential to be something that is used to makshir the get, that means they're considered part of the ksiva. So these eide chasima must be done lishma, because it's not done lishma, it's mezuyach mitocho. The get itself is not done appropriately. So I heard a few years ago from a partner, he explains that according to this, the question is, so why, according to the Rashba, why is this a mezuyach mitocho? It's a psul d'rabbanan. This is a psul d'oraisa of shalol lishma. Okay, he asked the question. Nachum Berkovitz asked the question. Okay, that's the question. That's the question. But another answer that the Rashba quotes the Shita Zerif, who says that Rav Elazar says that only Eidei Chasima, it's not only Eidei Chasima Karsi. Rav Elazar holds Eidei Chasima Karsi and Eidei Mesira Karsi. That's the Machlokas. So according to that, according to the Rif, then if you use Eidei Chasima, that's something that's Koris, that's part of the Krisis of the Get, and if that's not done appropriately, that's Mezuyah Mitocho, because they are potentially necessary in certain situations. They can be considered necessary, and therefore it's the question actually falls away because they're Karsi. Good? Okay. Okay, so Gemara continues. Rav Ashi says, no, you know what? Ha money, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Elazar. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda posel, right? Rabbi Yehuda, he argues, and he's posel, actually, he's masel chasim so betalash. He says, remember, we said Rav Meir just needs chasim lishma, Rav Elazar needs chasim lishma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I need chasim and chasim lishma. And that works perfectly for our Mishnah. Chasim and chasim lishma, that's what we say b'funi nechtam. So the Gemara says, okay, this is such a simple shita. My time will not be in looking at Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, why didn't you just right away go and say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you struggling to try to put in Rav Meir, which we knocked off, and then you can't have this a seemingly dachah case to put in Rabbi Eliezer? So we're on Daf Dalet. We're about 10 lines from the bottom. So my time alone, what can we look at Rabbi? Sorry, 10 lines from the top. It's Dalet Beis in the Masifta. My time alone, what came like Rabbi Yehuda? Why aren't you holding it like Rabbi Yehuda? So Yehuda, the Gemara says, no. Listen, we wanted to try to get Rabbi Meir, and we wanted to try to get Rabbi Elazar here. Madrina and Rabbi Meir, we tried to get Adya for the Tana to try to fit our Mishnah into the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Why? The Stam Mas Nisan Rabbi Meir. All Stam Mishnahs are supposed to be Rabbi Meir. Here's a Stam Mishnah in the beginning. Let's try to fit it into Rabbi Meir. So it continues the rule of Stam Mishnah to Rabbi Meir, and another reason, Mahajan Adi Rabbi Elazar, we try to go according to Rabbi Elazar, the Kaiman Hilchasa Kavasei Begitin, because we hold, like Rabbi Elazar, that Eide Ksiva's Karse. So if he's the one we paskin like, let's try to make the Mishnah fit into his Shita. So the Rabbeinu Kreskas, who originally people thought that was the Ritva, but now in the Musar of Kook, it's in the back. It's the Rabbeinu Kreskas asks, once we say that we passing like Rabbi Lazar, so right, why did Rav Ashi have to bring Rabbi Yehuda? Now we're saying the other way around. Now, how do you not know Rabbi Eliezer? Because the Psak is like him. So the Psak's like him. We found a case that holds like Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer. Paskin like him. That's it. What are you bringing Rabbi Yehuda for? We're done. We've established the Mishnah according to Rabbi Eliezer using the case of Mizuz Bitocho. So Rabbi Kreska says that, you know, this entire statement that we just read, it's the entire statement, is that of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is saying, oh, you might say that it's Rabbi Yehuda and it's so easy to put in Rabbi Yehuda. No. But we're Mahadrin and after Rabbi Eliezer because the halacha is like him, and don't think that it's a dachuk answer. This is the answer because since the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, therefore that's the answer. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so then little more lumbus here. The Gemara says that Mahadrinan Rabbi Lazar the kaimel lichusak vasei begitin. The Gemara says that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar when it comes to gitin. That ede mesira or karse when it comes to gitin. So Tosos and Dibur Masfil, the Kaima, and also the Rashba, and Lathery showed him right that the halacha courts Rabbi Lazar not only by Gittin, but by all stars. By Shtari Halva, by Shtari Kinyon, by all stars, Edim Asir's Karsi, according to Rabbi Lazar. So why does the Gemara only mention halacha like him by Gittin in this case? So the reason why the Gemara only mentions Gittin here is because the Rashba is they don't want to involve themselves with the Machlokas later on, Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas in Rav and Shmuel is whether or not we hold like Rabbi Lazar in other cases. But Tosa says, in the end, we do pass in like Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar in all other shtaros. The Rif on Daf Pei Vav, in the Asugi over there, writes that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar only by Gabi Gittin. He takes the Gemara here at face value, that only by Gittin do we pass in like Rabbi Lazar, but not Lagabi Shar Shtaros. And the Ramban over there in the Sefer Skos says that there's a wrong gears in the Rif. Everyone agrees that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar even by Star Shtaros. So, there's this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel if we hold like Rav Elazar by Edim, that Edim is here, Karsay, by Shtari Mamon. Shmuel says, yes, we hold like Rav Elazar, we pass him like him. And most Rishonim say that Rav argues across the board and says, no, we don't hold by Rav Elazar by Shtar Sharos. But there's a sheet of the Ravid who says that Rav only argues by Shtari Halva, by loan documents. Okay? But not by Shtari Kinyan. But by Kinyan's documents, even Rav agrees that the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. There's no need by Eide Chasima, but so he says that you need Eide Chasima by Ashtar Raya, by Halva, you need Eide Ashtar Halva, you'll need Eide Chasima. So what's the theory? What's the machlo? It's like a three-way logic over here. So according to Shmuel, you need Eidim to witness, this is the alumnus that I heard from Raparnas, that according to Shmuel, we need the Eidim to witness the empowering of the Ashtar. He said, once the star, according to Shmuel, Eidim Mesiris Karsay, that empowers the star, we pass him like it, whatever the star is, as long as the star is empowered by the Eidim, that's it, you're done, that takes place at the Mesira, and therefore the star is good. According to Rav, according to Rav Rishonim, he says that you're right, by Shtari Mammon, we need the Eidim to do something more, we need the Eidim also to substantiate in the future. Something might happen in the future, so therefore we need Eidim Chasima as well. You need this long-term capacity, but by Gittin, the only thing we need is Krisus. Once the Krisus is done, we're done. But Rav, according to the Ravid, says that only a Shtar Hava requires a long-standing capacity to substantiate the loan, because that's a Shtar Raya. But by Gittin and by Shtar Kinyan, the only concern is actually affecting the transition, either moving the property from one person to another, or moving the woman from a Mekudeshes to a Megureshes, and therefore that's accomplished at the Mesira, and that's fine. But by Shtari Halva, we need to have this long-standing capacity to prove the get later on, because when it comes later to pay back the loan, we want to make sure that the loan is still effective. Okay, go weiter. So now the Gemara to go through the end of the Mishnah, try to figure out whether the Mishnah goes according to Rabba or Rabba. Still in the Machlokas between Rabba and Rabba. So Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Af Hamevi min Rekem min Cheger, whoever brings it from Rekem and Chever to Eretz Yisrael, has to say before Nechtav. Rabbi Lezer adds and says, Omer Afilim mit Farludim Lulud. Even if he brings it from Farludim to Lud, he has to say before Nechtav. Omer Abaye says, what's the machlokas between them? The machlokas is, Ayaros Hasmuchos Eretz Yisrael, it's dealing with towns that are border towns, right next to Eretz Yisrael, Umuvlos Bitchum Eretz Yisrael. I'm also talking about cases where the town is enclosed in the border of Eretz Yisrael, meaning Eretz Yisrael sort of juts out, and this out town of Chutzlaret is inside, sort of surrounded by Eretz Yisrael by like three sides, like Toronto, you know, comes all the way down, and it's, you know, all the way into the United States, even though it's a part of Canada. So these things are Muvlos. So what happens? So he says
Rekim and Cheger are what there are royals that Rabban Gamliel adds that you have to say for Nechbar and Nechtom because they're smuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, he says that you have to say it. And Rav Elazar adds that even for Aludim Lulud, where it's Muvla, it's encompassed in the border of Eretz Yisrael, even in that case, you have to say Bifalei Nechta, Bifalei Nechta. So what's the machlokus? Amar Rav Barchona, he says, Ludidi, I saw Chazi Lihahu Asra, I saw this place, Bahave Kibbe Kube Lupumpazisio. The distance is the small distance as it is from Kube Lupumpazisio. So the Gemara says, Mechlau, we learn from here that Rabbi Gamliel and Eliezer have this machlokas. The Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer mention this whole thing over here by these other cases. The Tanakama doesn't hold every single funny nechtam in these cases. If you bring a get from these Muvla towns or these Samoch towns to Eretz Yisrael, you would not have to say before funny nechtam. So what's the machlokas? Marsavar, Lefisha, Emikim, Lishma, and Hani Gamiri. Really, he holds it according to the sheet of Emikim Lishma. And since these guys are so close to Eretz Yisrael, they're bucky. They know the laws. They're right next door. They know the rules. You know, some, they're on a border town. Sometimes you know what's going on in the other town, and they know the rules. But in Hatsurani Gemiri, Umar Sava, for Rabbi Gamliel, who's cholik on the Tanakhama, he says, Lefisha Ein Edim Etsum Lekaimo, Vahani Nami Lo Shkrichin. Listen, the whole question is whether they're, I guess, you know, guard stationed on the border that don't allow travel back and forth. So in these cases, yeah, they might be next door, but there's still a border fence. And you're not allowed to go back and forth, and therefore, any Edim Etsum Lekaimo. So you see here that the Machlokas in Rava and Rava is in Machlokas in the Mishnah. Shmar says, no, Rava Betarz L'Tameh, Rava Betarz L'Tameh. They each one can explain the Mishnah in accordance to their own Shita. Rabbi Mataritz Tamei, Rabbi who said that the whole problem is that because you're worried about Lo Lishma, he says Kulei Alma Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma. Everyone agrees that that there's an issue with Lishma in these cases. But what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? Tanakama Sover Hani Kavan the Smuchos Migma Gamiri. The Tanakama says, listen, these guys live right next door. Therefore, they are bucky in this din. The Asa Rabban Gamliel Lemeimar Rav Gamliel comes to say no. Muvlos Gamiri, the ones who are enclosed in the border of Eretz Yisrael, they're Gamiri. But Smuchos lo Gamiri, but the Smuchos are not Gamiri. Just the border town is not considered Gamiri. Aye, so what does Rabbi Lazar come to say? And also Rabbi Lazar, Eliezer Lememar Muvlos Namilo. He says not even the Muvlos should not be considered. You should have to say Funny Nechtav, Funny Nechtav, even though he agrees with Rabbi Gamliel that they are Gamiri. But nevertheless, Shlot Hachlok Medina Sayam. We got to make Medina Sayyam exactly the same din, so people don't have to make mistakes. So therefore, any case that you go from Medina Sayyam into Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam, even though they're Bikin Lishma. So Rabba's Mataritz L'Tamei. Now, Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei, how does he say? Rabba holds that the whole issue is Ein Edim Mitzuyim L'Kayim, as I get. He doesn't have the issue of Lishma. So he says, the Kulei Alma L'Fisha Ein Edim Mitzuyim L'Kayim. Everyone agrees that the real reason why we say Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam is because no Edim Mitzuyim L'Kayim. He says, Smuchos, you have the caravans going back and forth. I guess it's a machlokas on Metzias. You have to lumbicize that somehow. I don't know. I tried. It was late. I don't know. But also Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel comes and to be cholek on Tanakama El Meimar, and he says, Hamuvlo Shchichi. There are caravans when it comes to Muvlos. I guess maybe how difficult the caravan it is to get the caravans. Maybe the level of the degree of difficulty plays in, right? But smuchos lo shchichi. Next door, if it's just a border and it's not enclosed in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not shchichi. But also Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer comes and says lemeimar hamuvlos namilo. The muvlos, even though I agree with you that there are caravans, nevertheless shelo tachloch medina sayam. I don't want to make this difference between the towns in Medina Sayam, and therefore even though there are caravans, but since it's Medina Sayam, you still have to say b'funi nechta b'funi nechtam. Okay, so that doesn't prove Rabba and Rava either way. So, Tanan, we're going to bring a little further in the Mishnah and see if that works out between for either Rabba or Rava. So Tanan, we learned the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim Eino Tzarich Shiyomar B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam Ela Hamevi Medinas Hayam V'Hamolich. Chachamim say that you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav only if you bring it from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, and also if you're Molich to get from Eretz Yisrael to Medinas Hayam. So that's the Chachamim, what the Gemara is going to call Chachamim Basra, the second stam, the Chachamim in the Mishnah. But that's Michlal, that the Tanakama, who just said Hamevi get Medina Siyam, he doesn't say Hamovi, Molech, Sover Molech, Lotzarech. Mashmah, the Tanakama holds that you don't, if witnesses come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you wouldn't need to say Bifalei Nechtam, Bifalei Nechtam. So, my Lai Bahad Kamiflagi, let's say that machlok is the same machlok in Rabba and Rabba. the Marsa or the Tanakama who holds that you only have to say before the Netta from Chutz L'Arts Eretz Yisrael. He holds Lefisha ain't Bikin L'Shema. He holds like Rabba that the whole issue is Bikiyus L'Shema. But in this case of where you may be from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, Vahani Gemiri. These Eretz Yisrael guys know the law. So if they come from Chutz L'Arts to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, they don't have to say before the Netta because they're Bikin in this law. But Marsav, or the Tanakama, the Chachamim, at the end, who say that you have to say it even if you come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, they hold a fish in 80 Mitzvim L'Kaimo. The whole issue is that there's no travel back and forth. There's no travel from Chutz L'Arts to Eretz Yisrael. There's no travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts. So it doesn't make a difference which way the gets coming. There's no travel. You're not going to have Eidim that are going to be able to validate this to the star. The fish in 80 Mitzvim L'Kaimo. There's also, it's not Shriya to have travelers from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts. And so he holds, he's going to hold according to, Therefore, you would have to say that you have to say funny nechtam, the funny nechtam, and therefore the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi is the same machlokes between the common chachamim. So Gemara says no. Again, Rabbi matarza tamei and the Rabbi matarza tamei. Each one is going to explain that both tanoim and the Mishnah according to their own shita. Okay. Again, Rabbi said what that Medina said that the whole reason that you say funny nechtam is because of they're not bikin l'shma and chutz l'aretz. So Rabbi matarza tamei the kuleyama lefisha ain bikin l'shma. The whole issue is because not Bikiyus L'Shma. So why here does the Tanakhama say that from Chutz, why, so Rikulayim Bikiyim L'Shma, right? V'hacha, why in our case, B'gzeiras Amolich Atu Mevi Kam Yiflaki. Did the Gzeira include, we won't say Gzeira L'Gzeira, say it's Kulachal L'Gzeira, does the Gzeira include that maybe from Eretz Yisrael, Atu maybe from Chutz L'Aretz? The Tanakhama Savar, Logazrina, Molochatu, maybe. We're not goes there. The whole issue is Lishma. There's no extra Gzera. If there's an issue Lishma, you say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. If there's no issue Lishma, like when you're maybe from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, where there's no issue of Lishma, therefore you don't have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. But Rabbanan Basrai, Savar, Garzina, Molochatu, maybe. They would say, no, we made the Gzera, so we want to make it consistent. If you bring it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, to Chutz L'Arts, Eretz Yisrael, you have to say before the Nechtam, even though he agrees that there's no Lishma issue. With the guys coming from Eretz Yisrael, but it's a gzeira. The Rav Mitaris Latame, and Rav who says that the whole issue is Ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, he says Kuliyam Lefi Ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo. What's the right? So why is there a difference? The Rabbanan Basrai Lefirushay Taimei the Tanakama Hudasu. The second Rabbanan are not cholik on the first Rabbanan. They're just explaining the first Rabbanan. They're explaining. They come to the first Tanakama. They give a tam to his reason. Even though the Tanakama is not, it doesn't seem mufurish. This maybe get Medina Sayam. He also agrees that if your molech get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam, you have to say before nechtam, because ain edim mitzuyim akaimo. Because there are no shayaros that are going back and forth. So again, each one can explain the Mishnah in accordance with their shita. Okay, just wanted to bring down one more thing. Previously, we said that the halacha was like Rav Elazar by Eidei Mesira. Okay, so that Eidei Mesira karsi. The Rabbeinu Tosos on the bottom of Dal Amud Aleph in the Kaima Halacha Rav Elazar, he brings down a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that said that even according to Rav Meir, who holds that Eidei Chasimus karsi, you would still have to have two Eidim witness the Mesira. Why would you have to have two witnesses to witness the Mesira of Eidei Chasimus karsi to get? So Tosu says, because what you have here, he splits up, he says, because ain't davar she'be'er pachos mishnayim. Because you have a status change going on here also. So the two Eidim on the Chasima coin to Rav Meir, that validates the shtar. But you still need another two Eidim to witness the change in chalos from Mekudeshes to Megureshes. You still need two witnesses to affect the change and to witness the change. But most argue on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerishin, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tazayim, Halachas Hazayin say that there's no need for Eidim to see the Mesira. They say that Eidei Chasima is Karsei. That affects the whole thing. And then Shimon Shkop explains that according to the Rambam, what it is that there's no issue of Davar Sheva Erva. Those two witnesses are the Davar Sheva Erva. The whole Chalos of the Get takes place when they sign it. Except there's a Tznai that it's in abeyance until it's given over to the wife. So these two witnesses already witnessed the Davar Sheva Erva because they witnessed the action that affects the Geirshin. Just that it's not finished and it's not complete until the woman receives it. Okay, I skipped that. I want to go back there. Okay, so we're still going back and forth, going through our Mishnah to try to figure out whether our Mishnah holds like either Rabba or Rava. So now we're going to continue. Tanan, we're learning our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamevi get mi medina le medina." If you bring the get from one state to another state, the medina sayam. Sarach lomar b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtav. In that instance, you still have to say, you have to say b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtav. Mashma, what's the diuk the Gemara is trying to make? The diuk is haba osa medina b'medina sayam lo tzarech. But if you would bring it for, you know, in the same state in Medina Sayam, you wouldn't, because it says specifically only Medina la Medina. So mashma, let's say in New York itself, you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtav, but from New York to New Jersey, you would. So lo tzarech. So the Rabba Nicha, according to Rabba, this is fine. He says the whole reason why is because lefisha ain't 80 between the kaimo. This makes sense because in the same Medina, there's no travel restrictions. In the same state, there's no travel restrictions, and therefore there would be 80 between the kaimo. But the Rabba, who says the whole issue is because they're not bekin in ksivas leget lishma, kasha. That's a big kasha. Who cares that there's no travel restrictions? In the same state, they're not baki lishma. Why can you be medayik that ba'osa medina you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtav? So Rabbi says you get the wrong, that's not the diuk to make in the Mishnah. You're right. He says lo tema ha ba'osa medina medina sayam lo tzarech. Don't make the diuk that in the same medina in medina sayam you would not have to say b'fani nechtav. Ela ema, the way you have to be medayik to Mishnah is mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. From, it says Medina, 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 Sayam, you have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, but the Diyak is, but Medina, Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, you would not have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Why? Because everyone's Baki Lishma. So even if there's a travel restriction between one state and another state in Eretz Yisrael, you still wouldn't have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, because the whole issue is B'kiyash Lishma. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but that din is already written Mufurash at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hamevi get the Eretz Yisrael. If you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, ainu tzarich lomar b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. You don't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. It doesn't make a distinction as to where you brought it from. It says clear blank in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam." So Gemara says, "Right, imayahi. If you're going to just learn out from the diuk in the ratio, right? Havamina hanimil diavad. That would only be the din to the avad. Aval lichachila lo, but lichachila." Meaning, that if the guy came in Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, and didn't say b'fani nechtam, we'll say b'di'evet, it's kosher. But l'chachila, if you ask beforehand what he's supposed to do, you would say that the guy would have to say b'fani nechtam. But l'chachila lo, kamash malan, that the sefer comes in to teach us that even l'chachila, a shliach does not have to say b'fani nechtam if he's coming even from Medina, Medina, and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the ikad amosiv lehachi. And someone use the Mishnah be medayik differently. Ika the mosiv lehachi. It said right. The Mishnah said, "Maybe get me medina 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 sayam tzarech lomar b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam." If you bring a get from one state to another state in medina sayam, you have to say b'fani nechtam. So what would be the diuk? Ha medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. So that's mashma, like we learned before, that if a medina and medina in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have to say it. So the Rabba Nicha, that diuk makes sense according to Rabba, because he says the issue is lishma. Therefore, any time brought in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fani nechtav. But the Rabba, according to Rabba, who says the whole issue is edim etzuyim l'kaimo, this diuk is akasha. Why wouldn't you be mechayev a get? Someone who brings a get from Medina Eretz Yisrael to say b'fani nechtav. You have a problem of finding edim in this medina because there's maybe travel restrictions between each state. So Gemara says no. Make the diuk wrong. Again, also, let's do it the other way around. Lo tema mi medina medina Eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. Don't say that the diuk is that from one state to another state in Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtam. Ela ema, rather you should say the diuk like this. Ha be'osa medina medina sayam lo tzarech. The diuk is, like we said before, the diuk is that in the same state in medina sayam you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtam because edim etzuyim l'kaimo. So the Gemara asks, so according to this, Avam Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael Mai. So what? You're going to tell me now that from Medina to Medina and Eretz Yisrael, what's the din? Tzarech? You're supposed to say b'fani nechtam? Right? Because you say the whole problem is ain't edim etzuyim l'kaimo. So you're going to say that in Eretz Yisrael, really, you do have to say b'fani nechtam from one Medina to another? If that's the case, listen, ha'mevi Medina Medina stam. Why does the Mishnah say ha'mevi Medina Medina be'eretz? Right? The Mishnah said, Hamevi get me medina 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 sayam tzarech lomar b'fani nechtam. If you're going to tell me, you Rava, that the din is that any time you bring from one medina to another medina, even in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say b'fani nechtam. Why does the Mishnah have to say me medina 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 sayam? Just say stam. Hamevi me medina medina. You say b'fani nechtam. Last line of the Mishnah.
That within Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fani nechtam.
Yep. Right, but we answered that, right?
No, we answered that for the Rabba, but according to Rabba.
Well, maybe he'll just...
Rabba,
right, maybe, it's right. All right, Yerushalmi. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. La'olam, he's going to agree. La'olam, the shliach who brings a get, mi medin le'medina be'eretz Yisrael nami lo tzarech. If someone who brings a medin le'medina be'eretz Yisrael, he also doesn't, it's going to answer your question. He doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. Why? Even though he has the issue of ain't edim b'tzim l'kaimo. So why does he agree in eretz Yisrael that for medina le'medina you don't need to say b'fanei nechtam? He says, the cave of the Iko Oli Regalim Mishkashchichi. Since they are in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Oli Regalim who come from all different parts of Eretz Yisrael. They make it their business to come to Yerushalayim by the Gimel Regalim to be the kind of mitzvah Leila Regel. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, from Medina to Medina, there are Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So therefore, being according to Rava and being according to Rabba, you don't have to say before Nechta, if you bring it from Medina to Medina to Eretz Yisrael, according to one because it's Baki Yishma. Or you say there are Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo in this instance because you're always going to have the travelers going back and forth, and people are going to begin to recognize them. The Mir Yes. So what? They're traveling back and forth. What does that mean? They're traveling back and forth, and therefore what? They're in a hotel and everyone recognizes them? So he says no, because when it comes to Lila Rega, what happened was is people stuck around, and the people in Eretz Yisrael stayed for a longer time. They paid extra and they stayed longer to extend their vacation in Yerushalayim. So all the merchants got to know everybody, and all the guests got to know each other, and everyone got to know each other over a long, potentially 2 week period, two times a year plus Shavuos, and maybe they even stayed longer Shavuos for other reasons. Therefore, they got to know each other, and the Miri says that's where they got to recognize each other. Gemara asks, Tainach b'smachi b'esim mitlash kayam. That makes sense. It's wonderful. You're mekayam to the Gemara. Right. The Gemara says, Tainach b'smachi b'esim mitlash kayam. That makes sense when the b'esim mitlash was around and people are all regel. What do we do nowadays? People aren't all regel. So he says, so b'smachi b'esim mitlash kayam, ma'ikil ha'meimor. What are we supposed to do when the b'esim mitlash isn't there? What's the chiluk now? So the Gemara says, Kevin de'ika bate dinin kviyin. Since Ezra made it to Kana that the bate dinim are sitting on Monday and Thursday, right, Mishka Shchichi. So people are traveling back and forth to the Batei Dinim on Tuesday and Thursday. So again, they're traveling back and forth Tuesday and Thursday. People are moving from one town to another town. Therefore, the Edim are Mishka Shchichi. It's possible to go find the Edim and to be Mekayim to get. So even if you say that in Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo in Eretz Yisrael, Medina L'Medina, they're much of the Kaimo either because of Lila Regel or Bzman when the Beis Hamidrash is in Kaim. It because of people going back and forth to the Batei Dinim. So we see that here that the Ole Regel, right? That the Ole Regel are they count for being be considered Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, right? But Toso Sendiver Masko Kavan, that's towards the bottom where the lines start to get semi wide on that Hayom base, he brings down the case. Yeah, the case in Bava Basra. The case in Bava Basra is where someone's sitting on the land, and you need 3 years without a macha, 3 years without a protest, in order for the land to get a chazakah for it that can be considered your land. But one of the things is, if there is a macha, then you're kicked off the land. But the Gemara there says that if you have a case of Yehuda and Galil, what the machzik is sitting in Yehuda, and the guy who's making the macha, the guy who's protesting is sitting in Galil, that's considered shas chayrim. As if the words don't travel back and forth there, and it's not considered macha. It's not considered as if the protested, because the protest would never have reached the machzik, the guy who's the occupier of the land. So what's the chilik? Here we say ole regel, they're going back and forth, is enough to make edim etzum lekaimo. So why don't we say the ole regel are enough to bring the macha back and forth from Galil to Yehuda, so the alleged squatter knows that the Baal was mocha protest, and therefore it's a good protest, and he won't have a chazaka after 3 years. So Tosfos and the Ramban also, they're mechalik between get and chazaka. By chazaka, the guy's sitting on the land. What he's supposed to, it's when we say that they're coming back from Ola, it's not like they're there right. It's not easily to be found. They happen to be found. So the guy who's being machzik, the land, he doesn't have to go chasing around to try to find people. Oh, was there a macha? Was there a macha? Was there a macha? He thinks the land is here. He's sitting on the land. The responsibility is on the alleged owner to protest. So the Baal doesn't have to think, oh, maybe the Ole Rogel are coming and bringing the macha. But by getting, we're talking about an arayas issue here. The woman wants to make sure that she's divorced. So if Ole Rogel are coming back and forth, she's going to go out and check to find out if anybody can be Mekayim these getting. And therefore, so there's a chilek between what the Mekha and between getting. Okay, that's Tosos Zim Masu Keva. Look, because they're coming so frequently,
because they're coming so frequently, we're going to know who these Edim are, and we'll be able to, we can, other people will recognize their signatures and they can compare it to other things, and they'll say, oh, we recognize that signature because 3 months ago we witnessed a transaction with these guys or something like that. Okay, so the Gemara says, now we're going to ask on Rabbah. So it's not. It says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia, even from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction in the same Medina, you would have to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Again, I picture it as like feudal Europe. You have all these different knights running different manors. So even though there's the great king of Prussia who rules this whole area, this whole city-state, there are provinces in between that are run by different feudal lords, and they don't allow travel between back and forth. Honestly, so you have one state and the hegemonia, different things. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, so Shimon said that from hegemonia to hegemonia in one Medina, you still have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yitzchak. So this is in one. You still say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is. It means Ir Achas Haisu Be'Eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Vasisio Shimo. The name of the city was Asisios. Vahayu Bashtei Hegmonios. Shayim Makpidim Zedzeh. It was divided. It was one city divided into by two lords, and they were makpid on travel back and forth between each other. Leficha chutzuchu lomar hegmonia lehegmonia lomar, that someone who maybe get from hegmonia lehegmonia, we have to say before nechtam, before nechtam. So according to Rava, who says the whole issue is shiurs mitzayitzios, this makes perfect sense. Even though you're in Eretz Yisrael, which we just said in Eretz Yisrael, you can the Olei Regel take care of the situation. But according to Rava, according to Rava, this makes sense because there are no Shiurs Mitzios, and therefore there are no Edim Mitzum L'Kayim. Maybe here you're saying that they put up a real border fence. They didn't let anybody in. So there was no Olei Regel coming from, they weren't coming through from this town to another town. But according to Rava, it's a Kasha. According to Rava, he says the whole issue is Bekiyas Lishma. Who cares if one lord doesn't let the people from the other lord travel back and forth? The whole issue is Bekiyas Lishma. This is an Eretz Yisrael. So they're Baki Lishma. So what's the problem? So we say, okay, you know what? Scrap most things that we did. Rabba Isle the Rabba. No, you're right, Enoch Anami. Rabba, who says that the whole issue is Bekiyas Lishma, he also agrees to Rabba that to the Rabba's reason of Edim Mitzuyim Lekainu. He agrees. Okay, Rava may not necessarily agree to Rava, but Rava agrees to Rava's reasoning as well. We got out of all the other kashas, but this one.
They say that they make their own deal. The deal is that in Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't have to,
There must be a difference between Medina and Hegmonia. I don't know. This is considered such a strong kasha that knocks off the whole thing. And now Rava Isle the Rava. So if Rava holds like Rava as well, so my benayu, hello my benayu. What's the nafkamina between the two of them? Okay, now Rava's molded to Rava that if you maybe get Medina and Medina Eretz Yisrael, he also says that you have to be choshesh for the kima get because there ain't Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. Even though there's a Lishma issue, he says there's also Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo issue.
So,
actually, what are the cases? What are the cases? We had two cases now that we just, according to Rashi, we have two cases now that were just knocked off. Medina and Eretz Yisrael was knocked off. They gave a list of cases. So what's left? I think the question is like you're saying, what's left between the differences between Rav and Rava? Meaning, what's the, like exactly what you're saying, what's the Naftimina going the other way? So the Gemara is going to list them, what they are. Ikabinayu. So there is a machlokus between them in two cases. In these cases, Rabba is going to be more machmir than Rabba. What's one case? It's Dasuye Beitre. We're talking about a case where two witnesses from Medina's Hayam came and brought the get, right? It's brought to Eretz Yisrael by two witnesses that the Baal sends along. According to Rabba, since now there's no, since we have to be choshesh, that wasn't written Lishma. Right, Rabbi says you also have to choshesh and have to written Lishma. Therefore, the Shlichim have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. But according to Rabba, right, since two witnesses brought, because Rabba's choshesh for both. So in this case, you still have an issue of Lishma. But Rabba's only choshesh for ein edim mitzuyim l'kayim. And in this case, these two witnesses themselves are two witnesses, and they'll be Mekayim the Shtar. So according to Rabba, in this instance, you won't have to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav if two witnesses bring the get from Chutz L'Eretz to Yisrael. So according to the Shita of Lishma, you would still have to say it. According to the Shita of only Ein Edim Mitzuyim L'Kayimo, you wouldn't have to say it because these two themselves are going to be Mekayim the get.
Inami, another case where there'd be mechilik between Rabba and Rava. It's a case of where someone's maybe you get mimakom lemakom, but osa medina medina sayam. Okay, you're bringing it from one place to another place in the same medina medina sayam. So according to Rava, in this instance, they're edim mitzuyim lekaima, right? They're edim mitzuyim lekaima, but nevertheless, since it's they're in chutz laaretz and they're not baki lishma. They're not baki lishma, so therefore you would still have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. But according to Rava, there's no issue of lishma. The only issue is ein edim mitzuyim lekaima. Or in this case, edim are matzu lekayim, the edim are matzu lekayim to get, and therefore that you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Okay. All right, everyone have a good day.